football. Let's see how smart the experts were last week. It's who goes off.
Yeah, it's kind of like we fast forward. Wait, last week, what did we miss? Actually, we didn't do predictions last week for what goes off because it's the first week of the NFL season.
Well, I had one prediction. I had one prediction that this guy who replaced Spencer Ware for the Chiefs named Kareem Hunt was going to go off. And what do you know? 246 yards. Most. Now, I said last night on my other show, Kareem's a basketball name. This guy can't play football. He can't play football. He fumbles his first carry. I'm like, Kareem sucks. Right? Next thing you know, he goes off for
250 yards.
It was great to see the Patriots lose. I mean, it was surreal. The one thing I will tell you about this is I do take a little bit out of the preseason, JD. Mm-hmm. Patriots gave up 31 a game mm-hmm. in four preseason games. You can't turn around and change that and stop on a dime. Can't stop on that.
All right, let's get into it. Locals Only, Fresh mm-hmm. Brothers, our new sponsor on the show, which I'm going to start campaigning right now. I want Fresh Brothers breakfast sometime before
you just
the season.
Want the desserts.
Okay, that's true. That's true, I do. But let's get into the Fresh Brothers Locals Only report. 19 Southern California locations, so doggone it, I'm sure they got Ram fans, Raider fans, and Charger fans in there. We're going to start with the Raiders who are on the road at Tennessee. Marcus Mariota and the Titans are supposed to be a team to be reckoned with this year. Are the Raiders in trouble today?
Raiders, I think they could be in trouble with this. But look, Tennessee's at one team. This is ripe for the taking in their division. You don't know what you're going to get with Neckbeard. Houston never has a good quarterback. And, you know, what else you have is just a bad team in Jacksonville. So Tennessee's going to be pumped up. They're amped up. Interesting, both Mariota and Derek Carr hurt their leg the same exact game last
year.
That's
right, Christmas Eve.
Yes, Christmas Eve. We're waiting to see who's recovering faster. It is in Tennessee. How much of an advantage there? Tennessee's actually a 2.5-point favorite. People love the Raiders. I'm gonna stick with the silver and black. Say they're gonna find a way for Khalil Mack to be, in his kitchen back there. So I'm gonna go with the Raiders, barely, maybe a point or two.
All right. Up next is going to be the Rams hosting the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to say this is the Rams' best shot at a win this season.
Yeah, I'm going to say that too. And for Rams fans, before they go off the deep end, and you know you're feeling good about your team, you want to leave early today for the traffic, right? But they take on the neckbeard knot. And Andrew Luck. Look, Luck's not going to play. Some guy named Scott Tolzien, who sounds more like my dermatologist than anybody else. So you got Tolzien and company coming. Aaron Donald's now back for the Rams, but he's not going to play because he holed out too long. This is your one chance to really sack Tolzien 42 times.
Exactly.
42 sacks you could have had in one game.
I get you want to hold out. I get you want more money. I get you know you're not winning a Super Bowl with the Rams. But really, could you come back maybe a day or so sooner so you could actually play and pad your stats?
You could have done or Aaron, if you're listening, because you're a big fan of this show, you could have came back for this game and then went on a holdout when you're playing Seattle twice because you're going to lose those anyway. That's what I would have done if I'm him, okay? But I like the Rams to actually win this game because you need a quarterback. And Scott Tolzien?
Hey, can I say it right now? Todd Gurley turns this thing around from last year. Last year was bad, and you know what? It can only get better. I look for that guy to have a big season, not just because he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah. That's Todd Gurley, man.
All right, one more for the Locals Only report is going to be the Chargers, the L.A. Chargers. No, not at StubHub. They start the season on the road, too. At Denver, but Denver's got lots of question marks. Do you like San Diego in this one? They're underdogs.
Not in the Mile High. I don't know. Not with that defense. Hold on. Does Von Miller still play for the Broncos?
Wait, let me check. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. Okay, does John Elway still play for the... No, wait a minute. Quarterback situation. Paxton Lynch hurt. Okay, so you got Trevor Siemian. I don't trust anybody the last name of Siemian. Okay, and then you bring in Brock Osweiler, who was actually good 2 years ago before this whole damn thing happened when he went to Texas and didn't work out in Cleveland. You got a very good, capable backup there. But just the fact...
Did he take a single snap in Houston?
He did. In Houston, yes.
I mean,
in Cleveland, no.
In Cleveland, not one.
Well, in preseason, of course he did.
Oh, okay.
Which is why he went 3-for-12, which is why it led to him being back here in Denver. It's a big circle of life. We get Kumbaya going up in this place. But no, I'm telling you, man. He's Mustafa. Okay, he's back there. In Denver, look, they're going to win the game simply because it's one of the best built-in advantages in football. There's four or five plays you never want to play. You never want to play New England, Seattle, Green Bay, and Denver. I think just because they got those built-in advantages, and I don't think San Diego's never performed historically well up there. So that's for that reason alone, I'm going to go with Denver.
All right, there you go. There's a Fresh Brothers Locals Only report this morning.
Two of the locals win it, though.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
I think so.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you on both of those, too. Actually, you know what? I'm going to agree with you on three. I don't think that's ever happened.
And it's never happened.
Good grief.
So we're probably going to go for three and lose all.
It probably means we lose all three.
Don't record that part, Dave.
Time for a Bushka fact now.
Now, Mushka Facts.
That is incredible.
Incredible yet true.
All right. One of my favorites, college football teams, University of Notre Dame sports information director, convinced, I know SC fans, future Washington Redskins quarterback and NFL MVP Joe Theismann to change the pronunciation of his name from Theismann to Theismann, that we now know it. So it would rhyme with Heisman. The new Mr. Theismann did not win the Heisman. He did finish second, though. Who did Theismann, don't call me Theismann, finish second to? We'll tell you next. Sports on Tap on KLOS.
It's the Rock, Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on Tap with J.D. in the Bush. We do this Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. Our new sponsor brought to you by Fresh Brothers Pizza. Everything is made to order with fresh, high-quality ingredients and 19 locations throughout Southern California. Pretty cool.
19 of them, and 19 serve that same dessert you like, right?
Yes, all they 19. Do. I'm sure they do. It's like a whole dozen of them in a box. I can't wait.
Am I the only one that eats dessert first?
No. Oh, no.
Thank you. I eat dessert, and that's why I got a couple LBs on me, because I never get to the salad, okay, which you're supposed to eat first. The dessert wrecks me.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me either.
And the pasta, I got no room for the lettuce, come on.
All right, Maestro, a little music if you please, and we'll get into a little what are the chances Alex Gelhar is delayed. We'll get to Alex coming up here in just a few. In the meantime, what are the chances, Rob?
Ezekiel Elliott breaks his leg, and it's karma. 100% chance. Is that on that list?
We could make that number one if you want. What are the chances Ezekiel Elliott doesn't make it through the season because of something other than legal problems? Because he's playing now.
He is playing. Yeah, Zeke. Telling you. It helps that judge and friend of his was friends of Jairus in Texas. Really?
Patriots gave up 500 yards against the Chiefs on the season opener on Thursday night. That's the most yards allowed by a Belichick team ever. Brady was off target, zero TDs. What are the chances the Patriots give up 500 yards next week to the Saints too?
Yeah, 80% chance. Saints are going to score 30 points on them. Like I said, the Patriots gave up 31 in the preseason. Don't just tell me, oh, it's preseason. What do you think you're going to give up 31, JD, and then turn around and suddenly give up 10 when the real season gets here? Those were starters that gave up those big chunks in the preseason, just like we saw on Thursday. The chances are 80% that Drew Brees and company throws it all over the lot, and it's in New Orleans, too. They're going to do it. Whether they win the game, I could see the Patriots winning 31-30.
Major League Baseball. No, I'm not talking about the Dodgers.
Oh, come on.
No, making 17 in a row for the Cleveland Indians. Man. Frankie Lindor homered, and that helped them beat the Baltimore Orioles for their 17th win. Cleveland's franchise record streak is the longest in the majors since Oakland won 20 straight in 2002. What are the chances the Indians break the longest streak in baseball history? That's the 1916 Giants at 26 games.
The longest streak for them, I'm going to say the streak is 95%. Because they're at home. They're at home, and they play Detroit, who's horrible.
They still need a bunch of games to get that record.
Yeah, they need a bunch. Oh, you're not talking Oakland. Okay, so
The Giants, the New York Giants, 26 in a row.
Oh, the New York Giants, 26 in a row. Yeah, I think it's probably about a 20% chance because the Giants are usually one of the best franchises in baseball, and it's hard to take down a record that the Giants own, period. So we're going to go ahead and go with about 20%.
Truly a dizzying intellect, Rob.
Yeah. They will beat Detroit, though, Monday, because they're Detroit.
In a surprise move on the eve of the season, Rams. Defensive tackle Aaron Donald ended his holdout. Woo! A league source tells NBC Sports Radio, now KLOS, that Donald showed up yesterday, passed his physical. What are the chances he pulls a hammy in the first game back next weekend?
First game back next weekend, I would say it's about a 60% chance, man. Look, you need to get out there. You need to stretch. You need to be doing your thing. Hopefully he was riding his bike around town while he was waiting to decide where he wants to spend his millions.
We know one thing for sure. He won't be playing football later today. And his best chance to get all kinds of sacks.
Oh, yeah. Best chance for the numbers right there if you're in a contract. You're not going to play.
All right, coming up next in the program, Alex Gelhar, NFL Network, will join us. We'll talk some fantasy football on 95.5 KLOS.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gelhar from the NFL Network.
We love it straight from the tap. Alex Gelhar stopping by on his way to work. It's convenient, isn't it? Right? We have to drive right by us, don't
you? Yeah, it's nice that you guys even moved a little deeper into Culver City. So now it's just a hop, skip, and a jump for me to get over to the studios after this.
But I know you guys over there are just as excited as we are to get on with the season. I mean, there's so much anticipation waiting for it. But now a little bit more waiting when it comes to fantasy football. The first thing I want to know from you this morning, Alex, in regards to fantasy football is who do we have a wait-and-see attitude attitude towards. I mean, we got some exciting rookies. I've got Christian McCaffrey on one of my teams. There's lots of exciting rookies out there. Fournette is out there. Who do you have a wait-and-see attitude for that you want to see play first before you're going to put him in your fantasy lineup?
Well, more so, it's the rookies that fell into really crowded situations, like Joe Mixon with the Bengals, because he's very talented, but Jeremy Hill's there. They said he's going to be the starter. You know Gio Bernard's going to mix in on passing down, so how many touches are each of those three backs going to get? We need to kind of wait and see how that divvies up a little bit before we can trust any of them in our lineups.
So you're waiting on Mixon then?
Waiting on Mixon. And the same kind of goes for that Saints backfield. Mark Ingram was a top 10 back last year. Then they go out and get Adrian Peterson. Then they draft Alvin Kamara in the third round. Like, what are you doing here, Sean Payton? Come on.
Did Mixon get arrested last night? I'm still trying. I don't see his name. How do you spell that? I'm looking on the police report.
Stop it.
No, not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, he's been keeping it clean.
Yeah. So far, right? Knock on wood there in Cincinnati. So, hey, who do you want to stay away from today?
All of the Colts. Do not put Colts in your starting lineup, please.
So I do not. Because I drafted Scott Tolzien.
Oh, you did? Wow. Yeah. You went out on a limb. You wanted the old Badger?
Yes.
Well, I'll have you know that Scott Tolzien owns a 5.5 interception rate. That means he throws an interception at almost on 6% of his passes. That's an extremely, extremely high total. I think he also has been sacked a bunch in recent games. He's going against a pretty good Rams defense that has Wade Phillips as the defensive coordinator. You just don't want to put those Colts in your lineup. On the road, too, it's not good.
I would never draft him because he shops at Piggly Wiggly. Okay, I don't trust any dude who shops at a place called the Piggly Wiggly. So, no, Tolzien's out.
All right, Raider fans, I definitely want to know this one. Derek Carr, we know we're starting him. Amari Cooper, we know we're starting him. What about Beast Mode? Is Beast Mode, do you have a wait-and-see attitude towards him, or is he ready to go?
I would like to wait and see a little bit, but the good thing about starting Beast Mode is the Raiders are going to play the Titans in what's supposed to be one of the highest-scoring games of the weekend. You got two great offenses going at it. So even if Marshawn Lynch loses some snaps to the young guys they had last year, DeAndre Washington and Jalen Richard, you hope that he's got that touchdown upside where if they get near the goal line, they're going to, you know, hand it to him on 4th-and-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll look and see. I mean, a lot of people drafted him. I think he went probably higher than he should have in most drafts. But people are banking on what they remember of him, not what they think that he might be able to deliver.
Hey, the Bears aren't any good. Okay, and Matt Ryan is. Okay, why should I not take Matt Ryan today?
No, I think you can absolutely start Matt Ryan today. Their front seven is pretty good, but their secondary is banged up. Prince Mukamara is out, and you worry a little bit about the turnover with Ryan switching from Kyle Shanahan's offense to Steve Sarkisian, but he's still got Julio Jones to throw to. He's still got all those weapons in the backfield. He's going to be able to put up some points today.
If you are a Bear, though, are you not at the line of scrimmage looking over at Matt Ryan go, you guys blew a 25-point lead? I mean, as he's calling the cadence, I mean, do they say stuff like that?
He's doing his cadence, you're just like, 28-3.
28-3.
I would hope Matt Ryan is buried that deep in his mind. Although you might not want to anger him. He could go out there and hang 40 on you.
They still say the same thing to Russell Wilson. Should have gave it to Marshawn. Hut.
He'll never.
Every time the Hawks lose a game, it's because someone's
trying to bait you on that there for a second, but you didn't take it.
You can bait me all you want. Sheldon Richardson, okay, if you could ever start a defensive tackle, two words. He's going to be in number 12's kitchen in Green Bay.
Yeah, we've got ourselves a little heat today with the Packers Seahawks game here.
All right, you said to stay away from all Colts, but the same game of the Rams, I mean, no one is starting Jared Goff, at least not in their right mind anyway. But what about Todd Gurley? He did not have a great season last year. Do you look for him to bounce back?
If he's going to bounce back, he's going to start in week one in a big way. He's in a great spot. The Rams are at home. They're favored to win. Gurley's going to see a ton of volume. That Colts defense is missing a bunch of starters. They should play with a lead, and he'll get all the carries. So I think this is a great spot. If you drafted Gurley hoping for a bounce back, put him right into that lineup in week one.
How bad is the AFC South? Honestly, Houston's got a bad quarterback situation, right? We like Tennessee. We think Mariota's pretty good. Jacksonville is Jacksonville. And Neckbeard's not playing for Indianapolis. I mean, wow. This says 8-8 written all over it to win this, doesn't it?
It's become a two-horse race for that division with the Texans. I think have won it, 3 years in a row now? 2 or 3 years in a row? And they just got
9-7, 8-8.
Hey, they got J.J. Watt back into a very good defense. Yeah. So it's between them and the Titans. But yeah.
Savage is their quarterback, right?
Tom Savage is their quarterback.
Yeah, the guy who played on the Wonder Years, Fred.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Some believe he might just be Nicolas Cage researching for a new role. Pull up a picture of Tom Savage and Nicolas
Cage.
Looks like
Nicolas Cage?
Dead ringer. I'm not even joking. You should do it once we're done with this segment here.
Was that before or after the tax evasion and coke habit?
I think it was it's part of his comeback. You know? He's trying to get a new role.
One of the big games of the week is going to be on NBC Sunday Night Football. It's the New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. And I noticed in looking at your rankings, because you're doing something new this season with NFL.com, and that is football matchups. And in your matchup breakdown, you're sitting Dak Prescott?
Absolutely. Two of his worst games mm-hmm. last year came against the Giants.
Yep.
He, I think, only had one touchdown and two interceptions in both games combined against them, completed about 50% of his passes. That Giants defense is the real deal. And Dak's just in a rough spot this week going against him. So he might offer a decent floor, but I just think there's a lot of better quarterback plays out there. And if you draft a Dak, you could pick somebody up like Sam Bradford or even Brian Hoyer, who might be a better start this week.
You know, I heard Herman Edwards say, who's somebody we've had on the program here on Sports on Tap, Herm said, I don't think anything has changed between these two teams. He goes, I know that Jerry and the Cowboy fans are expecting a big party, but I think the Giants go down there and win again. You think the same?
I think they might be able to do that. Dallas has some big question marks on the defense, and that Giants offensive, Eli Manning's arm is right. It was starting to fade a little bit last year. He's going to be able to put up some points.
10 seconds. Is Beckham going to play?
Oh, my God. If I knew the answer to that, I'd be making a lot more money. I have a feeling he's going to be sitting,
a lot of
though.
Money.
No, please.
I don't want poor guys on my show. Get this guy out of here. Who's the guy who makes money over here?
He makes more than you do. That's all that matters.
Who doesn't make more than I do? I do
really?
This actually.
You don't, if I'm holding a gun to your head, does he play? Does he not play? You think no?
My guess would be no. It just, he hasn't practiced all week. Mm-hmm. I know he wants to play. Mm-hmm. If he does play, it might be as a decoy. If he does play, I'm starting him, though. I'm not mm-hmm. going to... I always do that. If a big-name guy like that is coming off an injury and playing, I'm playing him. Like, I'd rather have him in my lineup and go down with the ship than...
I'm not falling for the decoy, man. Hey, you know, I know you talked to Beckham quite a bit. Tell him, aren't you the same guy that said, I want to be the highest-paid guy, period, in the NFL? You got to be on the field to accomplish that, okay?
Yeah, well, he's got to not take net devastating shots to his ankle in the preseason. Well,
yeah, still, whatever. Get there a half hour early and stretch and put some ice on it, okay?
Stretch.
Okay? Figure it out, Beckham.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah, that peroxide crap you put in your hair, put it on your ankle, it'll do wonders.
Alex, thanks for stopping by. It's always great to get your last-minute info before we set our fantasy lineups today. Appreciate it. We'll catch you over at NFL.com.
Absolutely. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, man. Good stuff. All right, to coming up, RJ Bell is going to be on the show with us today. Talk a little gambling. Want to get a wager in? We'll help you get that done. It's 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS.
Football season is back. The NFL is in action. Full swing coming up in just about, I don't even call that 2 hours and 10 minutes, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Something like that. And if you would like to make a little money, we have somebody new on the show this year. RJ Bell is going to join us from Las Vegas. We're going to talk gambling on the show today. Yeah.
We're going to talk Seahawks on the show today. Yeah.
Sports on Tap brought to you by Fresh Brothers. Visit freshbrothers.com for pickup or delivery. We do Sports on Tap Sunday mornings from 7 to 9. And right now, caller 25 at 800-955-KLOS. Going to give you a pair of tickets to see the UCLA Bruins take on the Colorado Buffaloes and a Fresh Brothers $25 gift card. You hungry? You hungry? You hungry? Caller 25, 800-955-KLOS wins.
KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
On the way, hour two of the program, a couple of things for you. RJ Bell from Las Vegas to give you the latest scoop on what's happening. Maybe you want to get a bet down this weekend.
Oh, yeah. He likes
that
the
information
Seahawks.
Is good for all kinds of football players, too.
Yeah.
Also, Drew Sherman on Ezekiel Elliott's getting back in. And congratulations to David and Simi. He's a winner with 95.5 KLOS. He gets the Fresh Brothers $25 gift card and tickets to see the Bruins versus the Buffs coming up at the Rose Bowl.
Get the dessert.
She's a little runaway, she is. No, that's not another song. That was the first band, actually. What were they, about like 15 years old when they started that, the Runaways? That was really something. Joan Jett, Lita Ford, and company. It's 95.5 KLOS, Rock Southern California. We do Sports on Tap Sunday mornings from 7 to 9, J.D. and the Bush. And, well, the Cowboys got a real big present to start their season, didn't they?
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott. Basically, and we got to use the word allegedly, right, for legal purposes. Allegedly, smacks his chick up, okay, and, you know, gets busted for it, suspended for 6 games, and now can play. Because we're going to throw it out there in a Texas court of review, J.D., and guess what? Texas loves the Cowboys. So, yeah, well, I don't know.
Jerry found a judge that loves the Cowboys anyway.
That's basically what happens here. Here's an idea for you. If you have this hearing in 49 other states, he ain't playing. It's in Texas. Really? What did you think was going to happen? Let me put on my surprise face. Oh, my God.
Really?
Cowboys won the appeal. Now, here's the thing. They just temporarily put it on a stay here, okay? So he's still going to have
suspended.
To serve
it. It's going to be next year.
If Tom Terrific had to serve it, okay, if Brady doesn't get out of it, nobody's going to get out of it. But it's going to be next year. It's not going to be to open the season. I hope it happens the last six games, two games, four games, and I played the Seahawks Christmas Eve. That's just me.
You said it. If it happens to Brady, it's going to happen to anybody else.
Yeah, I don't think Zeke's immune.
Yeah, certainly not.
And Brady didn't smack around Giselle.
No.
She wears the pants in the family, you can tell.
No, that was the Uggs. Destruction of a cell phone. I guess that's what you want to call the crime for that punishment. The whole thing was so ridiculous.
Destruction of justice. It was.
Stroke a move by you and your fantasy team to pick that up. Where did you draft Ezekiel Elliott in the draft?
Second pick overall.
Number two. Oh, is that right?
Number two. Yeah, I didn't draft. My son drafted.
See,
I got to come clean. I know that's what
you're... to go.
I was telling a friend that. You know, I talked about that last night on my other show. I'm like, I've never played fantasy football. Last year, I do it. I'm like, we'll see what JD's talking all about. I drafted all the Seahawks last year, which was cool, right. Except when I had a week five bye and they all had to sit. I had nobody else to start for them. That's probably not a good idea, so... No, my kid's good with that fantasy football stuff, and he's going to come through for me.
Or else, right?
Or else, yeah.
All right, on the way, we've got another Bushka fact for you, and we've been talking about it. R.J. Bell makes his debut on our show. That's coming up in just a few minutes, 95.5 KLOS.
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
Think. Just a little different one here. True or false? When the, what does this say here that you wrote for me? When the best team in football, thank you, JD, the Seahawks, were created. You didn't? Okay, I think that's my notes. Okay. Name the team contest received 20,365 entries and 1,742 different suggestions. Is this true or false with the soon-to-be Super Bowl champion this year, Seattle Seahawks? How do that many team names exist? How many?
What were they?
Seriously.
Fred. Were they going for that?
Yeah, apparently they were. Apparently they were going for that. Yeah, you know, Frank and Dave. Those were actually two of the suggestions. Yeah, the Seattle Franks. The Seattle Daves. I mean, it was part of the two names. So. All right.
Was that true or false? We'll find out. It's Sports on Tap brought to you by Fresh Brothers. That's right. Game day starts with fresh pizza, salad, wings, and sliders from Fresh Brothers. 95.5 KLOS, The Rock of Southern California with Sports on Tap. It's JD in the Bush. Good morning. Thanks for making us part of your day here. How about if we make you some money now?
It's all
about
money.
You're always interested in that, right?
Of course I am. I just know the Jets are going to go 0-16 this year, so that's my lock, the money line against the Jets.
Let's get an expert on that one. R.J. Bell is going to join us now. This is the founder and CEO of Pregame.com. You hear this guy on Fox Sports Radio. As a matter of fact, this is the guy that provides the line for the Associated Press. I mean, R.J., are you did you always want to grow up and be a wise guy that made the numbers?
You know something, guys? I heard you talking earlier. Jimmy the Greek, right? Legendary. For the younger listeners, worth a YouTube. Jimmy the Greek's hometown was 20 minutes from my hometown, Steubenville, Ohio. Also, Dean Martin's hometown.
Oh.
So I think it's in the water.
Wow. I like it.
It must be in the water. Hey, first of all, tell us, you are launching a couple of new podcasts, and people that are fans of college football and pro football are going to be interested.
Yeah, so Adam Carolla, Podcast One, we're working with those guys. I'm on with Adam every Wednesday on his show, doing about 10-12 minutes, breaking the games down. Then on Wednesday, the College Football Dream Preview comes out, about 1 hour deep dive with the Wise Guy Roundtable talking about college. And then on Thursday, same thing in the NFL.
All right, so that's over at Podcast One now is where people find that.
Yes.
Very good. All right, RJ, it's the Bush here. So what I'm getting from what you're telling us is you like the Washington Huskies to win the national championship and the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl. That's all I'm getting from what you're telling me here.
Okay, so it sounds like a little personal bias, but that's lesson number one. You got to bat with your head,
not your
heart.
Right? I got you. I got you. But they're both good teams.
No doubt. Yeah. And I think Washington on the college side, you got to feel very good about that coach. You've got a coach that... In theory, you could be looking at decades of success, obviously playoffs last year. Seattle, it feels like a win-now mode for the Seahawks. The sense is the contracts of some of these guys are difficult in the years to come. They've made a trade with the Jets for Richardson, the D lineman. I think Seattle very easily could be the second best team in the NFL. This might surprise some listeners. Even though they got beat game one, Vegas still strongly believes Patriots, best team in the NFL.
They're going to give up 30 next week to New Orleans. That's all I got to say with that. They may win 33-30, but that defense can't stop anybody.
And what's interesting is last year the statistics were very, very good for the New England defense. In fact, best in the NFL scoring-wise, but they played such weak offensive competition, it was somewhat deceiving. Remember, though, with Belichick, they made a lot of changes to personnel, the Pats did, and usually that takes a few games to integrate them. So I would expect the Pats to be much better in December and January than they are right now.
From pregame.com in Las Vegas, RJ Bell is with us. Let's talk about how much a quarterback is worth. The line changed dramatically with the Colts and the Rams. Tell us why.
Well, it's Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck is as valuable as any player in the NFL. Now, is he the best quarterback? No. I think Aaron Rodgers would probably be the Vegas opinion on that. But Tolzien, his backup, is not good at all. Bottom, you know, even a below average backup for Tolzien. And if you look at that adjustment, it's about 10 points. Imagine that. A team, you'd be, let's say, a 10-point favorite with a guy and a pick'em without a guy. It's one person. He's that valuable. There's no non-quarterback that's even close, and Luck is right at the top of the most valuable players in the NFL.
RJ Bell is with us. RJ, let's get to some best bets. This is going to be part of the podcast every week. If people are out there and they're looking to maybe put a dollar or two down on something, who are you looking at really with wide eyes this week?
All right, so two caveats. One, yes, this is what I do for a living, and it's something that I think quite good at, but there are no such things as locks. It's not like, oh, we've got an expert. It must be that's bet the mortgage. Forget about that. The professional bettors are looking to win about 55% of the time. Now, you're thinking a coin flip's 50. Well, yeah, the difference between 50 and 55 is how you make a living at this stuff. I like the Bears a good bit. We're going to be betting teams that are unpopular. You know why? Because popular teams are expensive. Imagine you have a car, and one car is really cool, and it's black, and the other car is like some off purple. Well, which one's going to be cheaper, right? Well, the Bears are like an off purple right now, but they're actually better than they seemed last year. If you dig into the statistics, they're better than they seem. And listen, I know we're in L.A., but Matt Barkley quarterbacked the Bears a good bit last year, 7 games. That is not good at the NFL level. They've upgraded there. You look at Atlanta, their opponent. Atlanta's off a Super Bowl loss, maybe the worst devastating loss of all time. There's big question marks about the way they respond to that. Best bet of the week, Bears plus 6.5.
Wow, look at that. Who'd have thought that?
Wow. Okay, well,
what about what Bushka was talking about? Bush was saying that he's going to bet against the Jets all season long. Well, how do you feel about
the
Jets?
Take the money line for him to lose every single week like I did with Cleveland last year. I won 15-16.
Well, here's what I would say is they have in Vegas here, we have season win totals entering the year, which is over under the number of games a team is expected to win. The Jets are 3.5. That's the lowest total this century. So the Vegas expectations for the Jets are lower than any team since 2000. Here's the question. If the expectations are historically low, how is being pessimistic? How is going against that necessarily going to win you much money? Because that's what everyone thinks. What you got to do as a bettor is find situations where you disagree with the consensus opinion, and then you are correct. In this case, I disagree. The Bears are horrible. I think they're okay. That's why we're betting them. So I agree with your partner that the Jets aren't very good, but everyone else thinks so too. So I don't think there's a lot of money to be made there.
Yeah, all I simply have to do is if the money line's 500, I got to put up $5,000 to win my grand every week, which I don't have a problem doing because they're going to lose. They're going to lose until I get burned 1 week, and then maybe I'll get off that.
It sounds like as he was saying it, he thought through and goes, yeah, you're right. It could work for a while, but then what happens?
Well, if they win, though, yeah. I mean, if they don't win until week 12, I've got enough of a reserve. If they lose early, then I'm in trouble, but But hey, JD and I are both UNLV alum, man, and this is what we do. But not like you, but it's something that's our passion too.
RJ, thanks for spending time with us this morning, man. We look forward to talking to you this season, and check out the brand new podcast at Podcast One.
Thank you, guys.
All right, RJ, go Hawks.
RJ Bell, beautiful. Good stuff there. All right, maybe you make a nickel.
He loves the Seahawks. Did you hear him in that?
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and see who goes off this week in week one of the NFL. Sports on tap at 95.5 KL Ones.
Football. Time for the picks.
Let's go!
Football. Let's see who goes off this week.
Yeah!
Clean slate, 0-0.
I'd say, are we going to play back the tape next week? Maybe.
Maybe.
And again, maybe not.
Maybe.
Who goes off for you? I have Big Ben Roethlisberger. Okay, you're playing the Browns.
On the road?
On the road, so what? Okay?
You know about Big Ben?
Yeah, Cleveland's bad. Cleveland's really bad. Myles Garrett, number one draft picks, not playing, so you're not going to have any kind of a pass rush there at all. Your only guy in the secondary that could defend, Joe Hayden, is now playing for the Steelers, has a chip on his shoulder. He's going to get six picks today to give it right back to Ben so he can rack up more yards. Big Ben Roethlisberger in the Steelers role. Take him in your suicide pool. That's going to be your guy who's getting you the money.
Just to torture you. Just to torture you.
Please say Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. Sheldon Richardson is going to be in his kitchen all day. Michael Bennett's pissed off because he got beat down by the Popo in Vegas. He's got a chip on his shoulder. And Cliff Averill.
If that's not fake news.
Yes, if it's not fake, whatever. Michael probably did something, I'm sure. You never know. But they're going to be all up in that guy's grill. Earl Thomas is flying around there healthy.
You know what the deal is with these two teams? His home team is the favorite in this one. When I don't know how many it is in a row. I think it's seven in a row that the Packers have won there. Doesn't mean Rodgers is going off. I just think this is the elite quarterback in all of football, and I think your boys are overrated and old and fighting with one another, and they're going to have to prove they're not to me first.
Okay, overrated, okay.
Because all this talk, you know, all I hear about the Seahawks the past couple of months, trouble. Trouble.
And
issues,
all I can tell
trouble.
You with the Seahawks.
Nothing about we're coming together, we're going to play great. Nothing. No, it's Richard Sherman. Text me on which outfit you want me to wear getting off the bus today.
You do all. You say all you want about that. So what I can tell you that is an actual fact is the last 4 years they've led the NFL in defense, with scoring defense. They're going to do it again this year as well, too. No, actually, there's not a better defense around, period, than what Seattle has. So we'll
find
plus,
out.
Plus, I got to say this. Who's Green Bay's number one receiver? Who is it? Green Bay's number one receiver.
Jordy Nelson.
That's a white guy. Come on. Is that really going to happen? Come on. When's the last time that happened?
Devontae Adams.
No, not since the great Steve Largent, okay? We know there's only one. Come on. Really?
It's going to do it for Sports on Tap today. It's brought to you by Fresh Brothers. Think fresh thinking, fresh pizza, Fresh Brothers. Visit freshbrothers.com for pickup or delivery. They get sliders, they got dessert, they got all kinds of stuff.
Start with the desserts first and then get to the salad last. Right. That's what we got to say.
Chris Carter, Breakfast with the Beals, coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.